This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Outright tyranny and fascism is here now. Everything I've warned you about is actually coming true. The latest example is YouTube. We've covered this on naturalnews.com. YouTube has announced they're going to start interrupting videos that cover controversial topics in order to correct the information being presented in the video by using Wikipedia propaganda. Yes, this was announced by the CEO of YouTube, a woman, I forgot her last name, it's a complicated last name. She is basically saying that she's going to be Joseph Goebbels, she's going to be the Dark Lord Sauron, and they're going to interrupt with text boxes your videos. So now who decides what's controversial or what's a conspiracy? Because that's part of their message. They're gonna correct conspiracies. Well, what is their position, that there's no such thing as a conspiracy? That there's never been a conspiracy? Ever? Even when hundreds of them are openly admitted to or found in declassified documents just in the U.S., not to even mention around the world. Of course there are conspiracies. People conspire to do things all the time, just like YouTube right now is conspiring to propagandize you with their disinformation. It's a conspiracy just means more than one person is involved in a plot to push false information or to get people to do something or spread lies. That's all it means. I mean, the federal government charges people with conspiracy all the time. Practically every federal case brought against somebody is a case involving conspiracy. So to think that there are no conspiracies is the most absurd, stupid thing that you can imagine. So YouTube is now going to decide, I guess, what's true and what's not true. And then if you have a video that says something that they don't like, oh, let's say your video accurately says there's mercury in flu shots. Well, YouTube can say, no, that's a conspiracy. There is no mercury in flu shots. We're going to correct that one. But of course, the radical left thinks it's true that the Russians stole the election, even though there's not a shred of evidence to support that wild hoax. But they think that's true. So if you have a video that says the Russians didn't steal the election, then your video is going to be corrected by YouTube because you're pushing a conspiracy when it's actually them pushing the conspiracy. I'm telling you, things are so out of control at this point. We are in red alert danger zone right now. There is so much at stake, and we're seeing the technology overlords spinning out of control day by day. Every day they're announcing some new ban, like they banned my YouTube channel outright, or announcing some new censorship level. You know, before long, they're just gonna ban domains. They'll just ban naturalnews.com, or they'll have the government seize it or something. I mean, that's what this is coming to. The fascism is utterly out of control, and it's all being driven by these radical left-wing people who have infected these tech companies like Google and YouTube and Facebook. And these radical leftists, they're living in a delusional fairy tale land, and thus they think that everything that's real is somehow fake. So when they say they're fighting fake news, what they're really doing is trying to censor everyone who's an independent journalist reporting on actual facts. This is their whole approach. They say that their delusions are real, but that anybody else's facts are fake. And thus they're going to fact check your independent journalism or your podcast or your video cast with their false facts to make sure that nobody is subjected to watching videos that aren't true, according to them. Remember, these are the people who think that there are like 7,000 genders. These are the people who think that children are born genderless, like they have no sex organs at birth, and that they are assigned a gender by the doctor who aided in the birth. They literally believe that now. They actually believe that gender is, quote, assigned at birth. And these are the people now who are going to be fact-checking all your videos. The insanity of this is just off the charts. You know, they do voice recognition on all your videos, and they create a transcript, a text file that's associated with your video. Their tech is actually very good. You can actually go into YouTube and you can view the automatic transcript for your video. I've done that, and it's like shockingly accurate. Then again, I don't usually have a lot of background noise or background music or anything, so it's a pretty good audio sample to work with. But so they take this text file, and then they use this text file to censor what you're saying, because now they can keyword search your videos. So they just run a keyword search on all, you know, everybody's transcripts for all the videos, and then they can instantly ban or interrupt videos that mention things like vaccines or pharmaceuticals or psychiatric drugging of children or abortion or President Trump or chemtrails or anything, weather control. So now anything that they say is a controversial subject, they can simply just override it. I mean, this, talk about ministry of truth, talk about Orwellian. It's here. It's here right now. The YouTube is the ministry of truth. And note carefully that they will allow all kinds of videos that contain utterly false and ridiculous information, like, you know, flat earth theory people. Completely false, you know? I mean, they'll have all kinds of videos on just insane topics and violence and people setting themselves on fire. And those are okay. And they'll have videos that say Trump is evil and you know, Reagan was evil and all this stuff. They're fine with that, even though those are lies too. And yet somebody comes along and says, hey, there are only two genders. Oh, you're banned. You're banned. Or we're going to correct your video so that your viewers don't have a misunderstanding. Because in reality, there are 7,000 genders. And children are born as neutered, genderless beings, according to the left. In fact, according to many leftists, children are born without consciousness, and thus it's okay to murder them, they say, up to 5 years of age, because they can't talk yet. The latest video had a liberal on a college campus bragging about how he'd love to murder babies up to 2 years old, because how can you know their conscience, he says, if they can't talk yet? So murdering them, he says, is totally okay. This is perfectly fine to YouTube. Murdering babies. Those videos aren't banned at all. Oh, and they don't correct that. They don't correct that and say, no, actually children have memories and emotions and powerful conscious experiences even when they're in the womb, not even born yet. They can hear and remember. That's why some of them are, you know, they're acting out. They're kicking. They're moving their limbs. They respond to their mothers. They respond to the mom's voice. They respond to music. They respond to movement. Of course, they're alive. But YouTube won't correct the pro-abortion people who are murdering babies. They won't correct them at all. No, they're going to correct people like me who say, oh, and by the way, you know, there are only two genders. And they're going to have a pop-up that says, no, there are 7,000 genders. It's a fact, according to Wikipedia, which is edited by anonymous trolls and deep state operatives and was founded by a porn king named Jimmy Wales, who used to run porn sites before he ran Wikipedia. Yeah, that's that whole true history, by the way, has been whitewashed off of Wikipedia. Huh. Imagine that. I mean, the level of tyranny and techno dictatorship that we're now experiencing is completely out of control. And it's just going to drive this country to bloodshed, by the way. It's going to drive this country to civil war. I mean, when you take away the free speech of half the country and you just start, you strip away their First Amendment rights and you threaten their Second Amendment rights and you're spying on them and criminalizing them, violating their Fourth Amendment rights. Where do you think that's going to go? It's going to go to a civil war, because sooner or later you leave people like that with no options. And that's probably what the left wants. They want a shooting war because they want to call on the United Nations to come in and occupy the country. Oh, wait, YouTube's going to flag that. That's a conspiracy theory, according to them. No, it's the actual plan. I mean, just look at history. Look at what the communists have always done. They've always ginned up massive hatred toward patriots of their own country. And then they've invoked a revolution, a violent revolution, that unleashes usually young people to murder their parents and murder the current administration to be taken over and turned into a communist totalitarian regime. In China, President Xi was able to eliminate the law of term limits so that he is now emperor for life. This has been done. And in order to enforce that, you know, the people in China who oppose that have been trying to find ways to oppose it online. And so they compared him to Winnie the Pooh because he looks like Winnie the Pooh. So China banned Winnie the Pooh all across the internet. You can't talk about Winnie the Pooh. So then they tried to say it was like a numerical thing. N is greater than one or something. So they banned the letter N in China. You can't have the letter N anymore on the internet. And then people started doing videos where they showed themselves doing an eye roll. And the eye roll is, you know, commentary against Xi. And so they banned the eye roll. And YouTube is copying its tactics of censorship right out of communist China. It's like China is the experimental zone for seeing what types of censorship tactics will work best. And then YouTube just takes the ones that work the best and implements them in the United States. It's right out of communist China's playbook. I mean, YouTube is evil beyond belief. Google is evil. And most importantly, what's crucial to realize is that every single person who works for Google or who works for YouTube is an evil, dangerous person who destroys liberty, destroys free speech, and destroys nations. They are on the path of communist China. Willfully and willingly, they love censoring people that they disagree with. They love the fact that they are totalitarians. They love crushing the voices of people who love America. This is what you got to understand. These people are not innocent. There are no innocent people at Google and YouTube. They are all criminal-minded, totalitarian-minded, dark-hearted individuals who relish in the idea of crushing freedom and crushing liberty and crushing America. They love that. They drool over the idea of being able to terminate channels like the Health Ranger channel. They love it. They love hosting videos that talk about murdering babies in late-term abortions or even post-birth abortions. Oh, they love it. They just lick it up. These are baby-hating, life-hating, America-hating, radical left-wing communists and Marxists. That's who works at Google. That's who works at YouTube. This is what you got to understand. These people are evil beyond belief. They're barely qualified as human at this point. Their ethics are lower than insects. They have no morals. They have no values, no ethics at all. They are a danger to our society. They are a scourge, a cancer on our society because they crush free speech. And in doing so, they force this country into eventually what will be conflict. Eventually, it will be probably a civil war, as I've predicted. And that's where they are pushing things, on purpose. It's not an accident. It's not just a side effect. This is what they deliberately want to see happen. They wish to see the destruction of this republic. It is in their blood. They wake up every day, and their mission is to destroy liberty, destroy freedom, to exert totalitarian power over others. This is the way liberals, Democrats, socialists, communists, this is the way they operate. Their goal in life is to wield power over others. Whereas conservatives and libertarians, by the way, the reason they aren't evil like this is because they don't wake up just wanting to rule over other people. They basically want to be left alone. They want to be left alone to just live their own lives without being interfered with by a bunch of tyrants and libtard overlords who are just building gulags and throwing people in the gulags, you know, in a virtual sense by destroying your online access to free speech. You know, I mean, this is Nazi book burning stuff is what YouTube is doing. And they know they're doing it, and they're doing it deliberately. But conservatives and libertarians don't engage in that kind of behavior. Well, there might be some rare exceptions to that, like Bush, for example. But generally speaking, libertarians and conservatives just want to be left alone. They want small government. They want to have the right to speak. They want to have the right to engage in debate. These things are important to them. But libtards and left-wing totalitarians, they seek dominance. They seek to rule over others. They seek to crush your will. They relish in it. They get joy from doing that. I mean, look at Kim Jong-un. He's like the ultimate expression of a Democrat gone wild. He just rules over everybody. If you disagree with him, he'll strap you to a utility pole on a football field or something. Not that they have football, but just some field. And they'll shoot an 88-millimeter cannon at you to obliterate your entire body with one shot so that they can laugh about it. Because that's the way that YouTube thinks. That's the way Google thinks. They love that idea. If they could just literally murder all conservatives, they would absolutely do that. But since they can't just reach out and murder you, they can shut off your voice, terminate your account, and, you know, correct your videos with their disinfo. That's what they're doing now. But in their hearts, you got to understand, these people are murderers and tyrants, and they can't wait for the day that comes when they are given the order to just be unleashed across America so they can just mass murder all conservatives and all Trump supporters and all gun owners. This is the day they're all waiting for. They can't wait for that day. I mean, it's the most exciting thing in their lives that day is coming. Because that day came for China several decades ago. It's called the Cultural Revolution. That day came for the former Soviet Union under Stalin. You know, that day came in Cuba. That day came in Cambodia a few decades ago. You know, there are many, many examples throughout history of when that day came and the radical totalitarian left was unleashed in that country to commit mass murder and silence all voices and just commit total mayhem and take over the country. And China has been communist ever since. And Cuba has been communist ever since. Venezuela. You know, they took power there. They took all the guns away from the people. And now it's collapsed into mass starvation and absolute tyranny and government-run price controls. This is where America is headed if we allow YouTube and Google to continue to censor the voices of reason and logic that are daring to challenge this insanity of these left-wing totalitarian cultists. And that's why I'm sounding the alarm constantly on this issue. You'll notice that everything I predicted is coming true. Everything. I warned you about this years ago, and here it is. It's happening now. And again, a lot of people have called me and texted me over the last couple of weeks, and they're saying things like, oh my God, I used to think that you were kind of out there. Now I get it. You're absolutely right. What you said exactly happened. They're like, I can't even believe it. I thought there's no way this could happen in a free society. And I'm like, dude, you're not living in a free society. You're living under a totalitarian radical regime run by libtards who want to murder you. It's about time you woke the F up and got on board with the truth here to stop their agenda and save your life and save your nation. I've been trying to get you to wake up for years, and you didn't wake up, and you were buying your Starbucks, and you were watching your Netflix, and you thought everything's fine. Now you know. It's not fine. You're under attack. So wake the F up, people. You got to fight back against this tyranny or you will lose everything that you value. It's happening. It's underway. YouTube is evil. Google is evil. Facebook is evil. Twitter is evil. You can't debate with these people. You can't reason with them. They have to be stopped. They are evil people who seek the absolute destruction of life and liberty. And the sooner you come to realize that truth, the sooner you can deal with it. Read my website, naturalnews.com, while you still can. And I'm launching a new video site called Real.Video. It's going to be a couple of months before it's live, but you can request an invitation there. It's going to be uncensored video. We're going to take it to them. We're going to go after them because we love liberty. We love America. We love the First Amendment and the freedom of speech. And we're going to do everything in our power to protect freedom of speech for not just myself, but others as well. So share this everywhere if you still can until they ban it. And be ready because the Civil War is coming. And you're going to have to fight for your liberty. It's very apparent to me. You're going to have to fight to defend your life, your property, your liberties, your community, your nation. You're going to have to fight because you can't reason with these tyrants. They are insane. They are deranged. They are totalitarian lunatics. You're going to have to defend yourself against them. That day is coming. So be ready.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.